Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Monday, the 14th of October 2024 is Shooting of Stephen Waldorf. Stephen Waldorf was shot and seriously injured by police officers in London on the 14th of January 1983 after they mistook him for David Martin, an escaped criminal. The shooting caused a public outcry and led to a series of reforms to the training and authorization of armed police officers in the United Kingdom. Martin was a cross-dressing thief and fraudster who was known to carry firearms and had previously shot a police officer. He escaped from custody in December 1982, and the police placed his girlfriend under surveillance. On the day of the shooting, they followed her as she traveled in a car whose front seat passenger, Waldorf, resembled Martin. When the car stopped in traffic, Detective Constable Finch, the only officer present who had met Martin, was sent forward on foot to confirm the passenger's identity. Finch, an armed officer, incorrectly believed that Waldorf was Martin and that he had been recognized. He fired all six rounds from his revolver, first at the vehicle's tires and then at the passenger. Another officer, believing that Finch was being shot at, fired through the rear windscreen. As the passenger slumped across the seats and out of the driver's door, a third officer, Detective Constable Jardine, opened fire. Finch, having run out of ammunition, began pistol whipping the man. Only after he lost consciousness did the officers realize that the man was not Martin. Waldorf suffered 5 bullet wounds, from 14 shots fired, and a fractured skull. Finch and Jardine were charged with attempted murder and causing grievous bodily harm. They were acquitted in October 1983 and later reinstated, though their firearms authorizations were revoked. Waldorf recovered and received compensation from the Metropolitan Police. Martin was captured 2 weeks after the shooting following a chase which ended in a London underground tunnel. The incident became the subject of several documentaries and was dramatized for a television film, Open Fire, in 1994. 2 months after the shooting, new guidelines on the use of firearms were issued for all British police forces. These significantly increased the rank of an officer who could authorize the issuing of weapons. The Deer Report, published in November 1983, recommended psychological assessment and increased training of armed officers. Several academics and commentators believed these reforms exemplified an event-driven approach to policy-making and that the British police lacked a coherent strategy for developing firearms policy. Several other mistaken police shootings in the 1980s led to further reforms, which standardized procedures across forces and placed greater emphasis on firearms operations being conducted by a smaller number of better trained officers, to be known as authorized firearms officers, and in particular by dedicated teams within police forces. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 050 UTC on Monday, the 14th of October 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Shooting of Stephen Waldorf. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Aditi.